Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State podcast, covering all things K-State, coming at you on this chilly. Say it again, chilly. Recording this on this Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. We will stick to football, and this is the first time going into the recruiting direction here for a while on this podcast, folks. Let's get right on down into it. Of course, this won't be up until probably Friday, somewhere around there as well. And that would mean just that much closer, probably 24 hours away, or maybe less than that, from the big game down in Arlington this weekend, which involves K-State, TCU, the Big 12 title game this weekend. And K-State, once again, back on the recruiting trail. And again, signing day, haven't mentioned this yet, I believe is for, at least for this portion of the recruiting part anyways, is going to be next Monday, if I'm not mistaken, the 5th. Oh boy. There are a lot of layers. Of course, yes, when you beat KU, that's even a bigger plus than when you beat your rival from 45 to 50 minutes east of Manhattan. So you got that, and then you land two recruits in a span of, what, 10 hours? The first one, DB JUCO, I had it here for a second, DB JUCO, William Lee, announced his commitment yesterday. This guy, William Lee, St. Louis product there, and he was this is from Ryan Wallace. He is part of the 24/7 Sports recruiting coverage for K-State. It's from coming from him. St. Louis product, first team all-conference defender, 24 tackles, 7 pass breakups this year, and of course 6'3", and obviously right there tells you everything you need to know there. That length there, and apparently he has good instincts as well. JUCO, let's see. Oh, this team just, no they didn't, glad I didn't say that. In the past, were national champions of the Iowa Western Community College Football League. So, Iowa Western, shout out Iowa Western, here on the Purple Project Podcast here. So, huge get there, obviously. You're going to lose Julius Brents and Ikeboido at the end of the season, after the bowl season is over. So, right back to work in the recruiting trail. And we know, we've talked about this between me, myself, Alex Aiden, co-host of the Purple Project Podcast, weekly edition. Sure, it's going to be another huge topic when we hit to the offseason. But the offseason for us is weeks down the line. But, of course, recruiting does not stop, whether it's K-State, Georgia, or Michigan, those type of schools. They don't stop. So, huge game on the JUCO front. And K-State lands its first Kansas recruit for this class. Again, it seems to be a trend going on. I didn't know this until stumbling on another tweet that apparently their recruiting classes, K-State's anyways, has started with a Kansas recruit, and it did it again yesterday as Gus Hawkins, offensive lineman from Mill Valley, get it done. He announced his commitment to K-State yesterday as well. The first Kansan in this class to sign. So, big congratulations to Gus Hawkins. Obviously, Connor Riley, head coach on the offensive line front for K-State. What a job his group has done throughout the 2022 season to this point of the year for these guys. So, again, this is a veteran K-State group here, and you're likely to lose majority of them. I'll be even shocked if some of them come back, which makes, obviously, I don't want to look too far, because with the immediate future of the postseason, obviously, with the Big 12 title game, and a lot of our fans, well, of course, a lot of our fans are going down there to Arlington this weekend. And then, of course, the possible destination of the Sugar Bowl already in our sights, already there. So there's a lot to be excited about with this K-State football team, and it could get even more exciting if we were to pull the upset on Saturday against TCU and knock them on the Rickson and beaten and probably more than likely out of the playoff position. With, as I'm sitting here right now, the college football, the final installment before the official installment next week, right now is, I believe, is TCU and USC. I know Georgia, Michigan, yeah, Ohio State got their ass kicked by Michigan. Yeah, a lot of top 10 teams last weekend got handed a critical losses there, including LSU there as well. So the possible K-State opponent for the bowl game for the second straight year took an L and maybe take another one this weekend. But again, a lot of dominoes is yet to fall on that for sure. We do know this by, 2:30-ish, 3 o'clock for sure. We will know K-State's fate there for sure. But all eyes are pointing to New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl there, no matter what out of the outcome of this game is. But K-State hit the recruiting trail once again. Gus Hawkins, Mill Valley accepted his commitment there, announced his commitment to K-State. And then, of course, William Lee, tall, lanky, athletic DB, also announced his commitment to K-State as well. So that's two big wins right there already. We'll see what happens moving forward. But, of course, Gus Hawkins, he can take some leaps and bounds from the way I read that. And then, of course, Lee, a DB, he could fit definitely right on in there and for some immediate playing time, of course, with a couple of those guys in the secondary going out as well. So big win in the recruiting trail. You're probably hearing that a lot in between games, postseason games, anywhere for K-State, and moving forward as well. Signing day is next Monday. I'm pretty sure it is because I know from listening to other podcasts as well, the first signing day of this round, this winter round, is next Monday for sure. So K-State already on the ball on that. Yeah, K-State TCU Saturday morning / afternoon on ABC, which Chris Fowler, Kurt Herbstreit, Holly Rowe will be a part of that. The last several years, it was Sean McDonough, which I really like, and Todd Blackledge on the call for these games, for the Big 12 games, last several years. Not this time around, of course, with TCU, of course, trying to vie for one of those college football playoff spots. You got to bring in big dogs, baby. Chris Fowler, Herbstreit, Rowe, and the whole entire ESPN, ABC crew will be there. Arlington, the big game. Early, 11 o'clock there. Cannot wait. I'll have some more talking points on this game before kickoff, obviously. And then, of course, we've got the weekly edition. Me and Alex Aiden and our returning special guest, will talk a lot more on it on episode 133 of the Pro Watcher Podcast weekly edition. So a lot more still to come, but this will be out a day before. And, of course, that along with episode 133 as well. So, if you're listening to this on this Friday, speaking to existence, appreciate you as well. You're new to the show. Appreciate it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button as well for the latest K-State content as well. As we're pretty sure, like I always say, the only K-State podcast that posts daily content, the Pearl Project Podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for this edition of the podcast, recruiting edition of the podcast, the PBBD of the podcast. We will continue to talk to you here this week. Until next time, Pearl Project Podcast rolls on.